In this film, we shall be investigating the universe's smallest building block, the atom. The atom, which sometimes appears as the title of a rather boring subject in textbooks, actually contains very important truths, as well as providing us with important evidence of the existence of God. Atoms are everywhere. Everything we refer to as matter, in other words, our own bodies, our rooms, our homes, all consist of atoms. The reason we are able to perceive the atoms around us as matter is that the electrons in the atoms' orbits collide with the photons and atoms attract or repel one another. You are not even touching the chair you are sitting in at this moment. In fact, the atoms in your body are repelling those in your clothes and the chair, and the feeling of touch arises in proportion to the force of that repulsion. We can never actually touch the matter we hold in our hand. If we did actually touch it, we would enter into a chemical reaction with it. That, of course, would mean that there could be no life. Each one of the trillions of atoms that comprise your body is full of electrons that spin round at a speed of thousands of kilometers a second. You do not realize it, but there are atoms that revolve at an amazing speed and never lose their balance, break up, or fragment in every single part of your body. So how did this equilibrium come into being? It all began with a huge explosion, known as the Big Bang. The smell of soil, the bright blue of the sky, everything was at one time concentrated in a single point of infinite density and temperature. Scientists calculate that this moment took place some 15 billion years ago. That moment was the beginning of the process in which the atom, the building block of matter, and subatomic particles formed in the wake of the explosion and combined together. The building block of all the systems that would come to constitute life, calculated right down to the finest detail, began to form from that first moment, within a specific plan. The structure of the atom is described in great detail in books on chemistry and physics. Yet there is one important point that is always glossed over. How did a system based on such sensitive balances, with such a tiny volume, come into being? Why did protons and neutrons come together in the wake of the Big Bang? And why did electrons begin to revolve around them? How is it that this unbelievable phenomenon was repeated everywhere in the universe, and that an almost infinite number of the flawless structures known as atoms came into existence? All these questions about the origin of the atom lead us to a single conclusion. God creates the entire universe. Scientists refer to this extraordinary creation in the universe as fine-tuning. This, in turn, reveals the existence of a creator who rules the whole universe. That creator is Almighty God, Lord of the worlds. He is the originator of the heavens and earth. When he decides on something, he just says to it, "Be," and it is. Atoms are particles so minute that it is impossible to view one even with the most powerful microscopes. The diameter of an atom is only of the order of 1/1,000,000th of a millimeter. Let us envisage this by means of an example. If you say, for instance, that you want to see the atoms in this key, then we would need to magnify that key to the size of the Earth. Every atom inside the key magnified to that extent would be no larger than a cherry. So what are the contents of such a minute structure as this? Let us investigate the complex and flawless structure known as the atom together. Every atom consists of a nucleus and electrons revolving in orbits far away from the nucleus. There are other particles inside the nucleus, known as protons and neutrons. Until recently, it was thought that these were the smallest components of the atom. In the light of the latest scientific findings, however, it was discovered that protons consist of particles much smaller than themselves, called quarks. The nucleus is located right at the center of the atom and is made up of a certain number of protons and neutrons, depending on the properties of that atom. The volume of the nucleus is equal to a 10/1,000,000,000th of the volume of the atom. It is, of course, impossible to conceive of such a size. Let us therefore continue with the example of the cherry. If we magnify a key to the size of the Earth, then each atom inside the key would be the size of a cherry. If we want to see the nucleus in one of these atoms, then we would have to change the scale again. The cherry representing our atom must become a large ball 200 meters in diameter. Even at this unbelievable scale, the nucleus of our atom would not become any bigger than a very tiny grain of dust. Yet there is one thing even more surprising than that. Although its size is 1/10,000,000,000th of an atom's size, the nucleus's mass comprises 99.95% of the mass of the atom. How is it that something constitutes almost all of a given mass, while, on the other hand, occupying almost no space? The density constituting the mass of the atom has not been distributed equally over it. In other words, just about the whole mass of the atom is concentrated in the nucleus. The figures prove that a large part of the atom consists of empty space. Put at its simplest, the atom consists of a nucleus in the middle and electrons revolving around it. There is nothing between the nucleus and the electrons. This microscopic distance, in which nothing exists, is in fact a very large one on the atomic scale. Let us try and conceive of these dimensions by using an analogy. There is a great space lying between the basic particles. If I think of the proton of an oxygen nucleus as the head of a pin lying on the table in front of me, then the electron revolving around it draws a circle passing through Holland, Germany, and Spain. The protons and neutrons inside the nucleus of the atom constitute 99.95% of the mass of the atom and are the source of the variety of elements on Earth. There are 109 elements on Earth. Some of these elements are very familiar to us, such as oxygen, hydrogen, gold, and copper. Since all the atoms that constitute elements are composed of the same particles, what is it that makes the elements different from one another? It is at this point that the importance of the number of the protons inside the nucleus emerges. What makes elements different is the number of protons in their atoms. For example, there is one proton in the hydrogen atom, the lightest element, 8 in oxygen, and 79 in gold. It is only this difference in the number of protons that makes gold different from iron, and iron different from oxygen. Electrons are particles spinning and revolving around the nucleus of the atom. This rotation is realized ceaselessly and in perfect order on paths we call orbits. To make a comparison between the size of electrons and the size of the Earth, if we enlarge an atom as big as the Earth, the electron would be in the size of an apple. Dozens of electrons in a space far too small to be seen even under the most powerful microscope revolve around the nucleus in different orbits at the unbelievable speed of 1,000 kilometers a second. That speed is the equivalent of being able to go from Paris to Milan in the space of 1 second. There are certain forces that keep the atom, the fascinating structure of which we have been describing, together. In order to understand this, let us look at the center of the atom, the nucleus. At a carbon atom nucleus, for example, the atomic weight of a carbon atom is 6. This means there are 6 protons in the nucleus. Yet there is an interesting point here. All protons carry a positive electric charge, and particles with the same charge repel one another. How is it then that protons, which should repel one another, remain together? In the face of this question, scientists hypothesized that there was a force binding protons together, and named it the strong nuclear force. This strong nuclear force is one of the 3 basic forces operating in the atom. The second is the weak nuclear force that affects the neutrons alongside the protons. The third is the electromagnetic force, which keeps the electrons revolving around the nucleus of the atom in their orbit. Electrons carry a negative charge and are attracted by the electromagnetic force towards the positively charged nucleus. The centrifugal force they acquire as they revolve balances the electromagnetic force, and they thus remain in orbit. There is one more force operating in the universe as a whole, in addition to these 3 basic forces that affect the atom. That is the gravitational force. The information we have seen so far can be found in any book on physics, yet there is an important fact that is generally never mentioned. The strengths of these 4 fundamental forces in the universe are very different, and that difference depends on a very sensitive balance. The strong nuclear force, for example, is some billion, billion, billion times greater than that of gravitation. There is a more than million, million-fold difference between the strong nuclear force and the electromagnetic force. What would happen if these differences were slightly different? For instance, if the strong nuclear force in the atoms that comprise your body at this moment were slightly weaker, your body would instantly fragment. A variation of just 1 in 1,000 would be sufficient for this to happen. Yet thanks to the delicate equilibrium of the four fundamental forces, the atoms that make up your body and the rest of matter always remain stable. This sensitivity in the levels of the four fundamental forces astonished scientists. One of these, the renowned physicist Paul Davies, makes this comment. Had nature opted for a slightly different set of numbers, the world would be a very different place. Probably we would not be here to see it. When one goes on to study cosmology, incredulity mounts. Recent discoveries about the primeval cosmos oblige us to accept that the expanding universe has been set up in its motion with a cooperation of astonishing precision. Another striking aspect of this fact emerges when the concepts employed are elaborated on. We have seen that scientists refer to the physical forces in the universe as the four fundamental forces. Yet that definition does not explain the existence of these forces and why they are so finely balanced. If we go beyond that definition, we encounter the fact that Almighty God orders the universe at every moment. This truth, arrived at by modern physics, is in fact nothing more than the discovery of a secret revealed in the Quran 1,400 years ago. God keeps a firm hold on the heavens and earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one could then keep hold of them. Certainly, he is most forbearing, ever forgiving. At the outset, we said that the atom was the building block of everything we see around us, and we have indeed witnessed how the flawless balances in the atom are maintained with great sensitivity. In this section, we shall be taking a further step and examining how atoms combine to form molecules, another link in this chain of miracles. Molecules are the smallest units determining the chemical properties of matter. These small bodies are made up of two or more atoms, and some of thousands of groups of atoms. Atoms are held together inside molecules by chemical bonds determined by the electromagnetic force of attraction. The arrangement of molecules in different combinations give rise to the diversity of matter we see around us. Carbon is the most vital element for living things, because all living organisms are constructed from compounds of carbon. Structures as diverse as the cell membrane, the bark of a tree, the lens of the eye, and the white of an egg are composed of carbon compounds. Carbon, combined with hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen in many different quantities and geometric arrangements, results in approximately 1.7 million compounds. One of the most significant properties of carbon is its ability to form chains very easily by lining carbon atoms up one after another. Some carbon compounds molecules consist of just a few atoms. Others contain thousands or even millions. Also, no other element is as versatile as carbon in forming molecules with such durability and stability. Carbon is unique among the elements in the number and variety of the compounds which it can form. Over a quarter of a million have already been isolated and described. But this gives a very imperfect idea of its powers, since it is the basis of all forms of living matter. Science today is still unable to fully understand the capacity of the carbon atom. In laboratories, new compounds are produced every day. Currently, it is possible to talk about almost 2 million compounds. As it is known, the carbon atom is capable of forming approximately 1.7 million compounds. While the other elements can form a total of 300,000 compounds, carbon, in an extraordinary manner, is able to form 1.7 million just on its own. In conclusion, the carbon atoms form 85% of all known compounds. The question of how the carbon atom first came into existence leads us to another miracle. The carbon atom forms through a series of nuclear reactions in the center of giant stars. However, these reactions have such delicate physical balances that despite being a materialist himself, even the renowned British astronomer Fred Hoyle, who discovered this, was unable to refrain from saying that a superintellect had intervened in physics. God has created the universe with a flawless harmony. In referring to a superintellect, Hoyle admits the manifest existence of God. It very definitely cannot be thought that one day pieces of stone and inanimate earth gave rise to a living being. Some people, however, make just such a claim. In other words, they maintain that atoms came together by themselves and gave rise to living things by allegedly evolving. It is clear that this claim flies in the face of reason because atoms have no consciousness and thus no ability to organize themselves. For example, everyone knows that an airplane cannot emerge from the mixing together of aluminum, plastic, and petrol. A plane only emerges when you bring these substances together in a conscious manner, with very fine calculation. Therefore, the existence of such raw materials as aluminum, steel, and plastic is not enough for there to be a plane. A plane only emerges through conscious planning. Living systems are no different. A living cell came into being through inanimate atoms being brought together with a very special creation. Living cells' properties of growth, reproduction, and the like are the result of a perfect creation, not of the attributes of their molecule. This is God's creation of living things from inanimate atoms. God is he who splits the seed and kernel. He brings forth the living from the dead and produces the dead out of the living. That is God. So how are you perverted? There is a great power stored within the nucleus of the atom. So great is that power that with the discovery of this energy, humanity is able to make giant canals connecting oceans together, build mountain passes, and produce artificial climates. This force, used in nuclear energy and medicine, is without doubt of vital importance in the present day. The name of this magnificent power hidden within the nucleus of the atom is strong nuclear force. This force is released by the technical process known as fission, in other words, nuclear splitting, and an enormous amount of energy is released during this reaction. The reaction known as fission is the splitting of the atomic nucleus, held together with the strong nuclear force, the most powerful force in the universe. The principal substance used in fission reaction experiments is uranium. During fission experiments, scientists shot a neutron at the uranium nucleus at great velocity and discovered that the nucleus began to split into its components, releasing a certain amount of energy. Under the effect of the energy produced, the uranium nucleus begins ejecting the components it contains at great velocity, and thus initiates a chain reaction. Each newly split nucleus behaves like the initial uranium nucleus. Thus, a chain of nuclear reactions starts. A large number of uranium nuclei are split into fragments as a result of these chain reactions, causing an enormous amount of energy to be released. It was these nuclei divisions that have caused the Hiroshima and Nagasaki disasters, causing the death of tens of thousands of people. At the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima by the United States in 1945, and in its aftermath, approximately 100,000 people died. Another atom bomb dropped on Nagasaki by America caused the death of another 40,000 people right at the moment of detonation. While the power released by the nuclei caused the death of many people, it also destroyed a very large residential area and gave rise to many irreparable genetic and physiological disorders in the remaining residents of that area due to the radiation released, which was to affect generations to come. How is it, though, that while our Earth, the whole atmosphere, and everything animate and inanimate, including us, are composed of atoms, this incredible force stored in the atom is not released by natural means? Because the flawless equilibrium in the creation of the atom keeps this force under control. The chain reaction that causes a nuclear explosion can only be produced by artificial means. Throughout the course of this film, we have examined a great many astonishing and miraculous phenomena. We have seen that a body consisting of atoms breathes the atoms in the air, eats the atoms in food, and drinks the atoms in water. What we have seen is nothing else than the collision of photons and the electrons in the atoms in your eye. What about what we perceive through touch? That, too, consists of the atoms in our skin, repelling the atoms in objects. The structure of the atom possesses a very complex equilibrium and design. None of these structures, therefore, could have come into being by chance, as materialists who deny the existence of God admit. Chance gives birth only to chaos, corruption, disorder, and error. the magnificent harmony, order, and equilibrium in the atom show that all of life is the product of a conscious and flawless creation. All these scientific facts we have seen so far demolish atheistic philosophy in an incontrovertible manner and prove that the origin of everything, animate or inanimate, is not blind chance, but creation. The creator of all that exists is Almighty God, Lord of the worlds. In one verse of the Quran, it is revealed. In the creation of the heavens and earth, and the alternation of the night and day, and the ships which sail the seas to people's benefit, and the water which God sends down from the sky, by which he brings the earth to life when it was dead, and scatters about in it creatures of every kind, and the varying direction of the winds, and the clouds subservient between heaven and earth, there are signs for people who use their intellect.